A little less than a year ago, on a snowy Thursday night at Chet Anderson Stadium, Bemidji State thought they were going to get a knockdown dragout with Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. You know, the kind of knockdown dragout you saw all the time back in middle school. Once again, the Bulldogs proved to be bullies, never even let Bemidji State into the fight. The Bulldogs won once again. To the Beavers, it had to feel like getting kicked in the teeth, in the gut, or maybe even the shin. Getting up and trying again? Exactly what your Bemidji State Beavers plan on doing today. Beavers are headed into a showdown week with the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs because both teams enter at 3-0. Both teams' offenses, lights out.
Hand off to Jalen Fry. Fry goes right side, now cuts back to the inside. Jalen Fry is into the end zone for a touchdown. From 6 yards out, Jalen Fry carries it virtually the entire length of the field, and the Beavers lead 6-0.
Well, he did. Carry it, three carries basically in the incomplete pass. Holding penalty brought it back a little bit, but that's all Jalen Fry in that offensive line.
Defense is not too shabby either.
Out of the shotgun, looking to pass. Throws it to the near side. Junker picks it off. It hit him in the back. Went straight up in the air. Junker up the near sidelines. 10, 15, 20. Gets a big block. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35, 30. Cuts back inside. He gets another block from Vogler. Mikey Junker, a 100-yard interception return.
Something's gonna go down. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, that is crazy. That went off his back. He turned around, caught it, and went 103 yards.
Wow.
Add in another good day on special teams. Had a lot of second, third, and even fourth stringers getting the job done. Beavers cruise over the Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. Something tells me it won't be that easy today.
They don't really care who's out there. They don't care who the opponent is, which is good. They just go out there and they're just going to get after it. So next week, I mean, obviously different creature than what we played in the first 3 weeks, and we'll have to play a great game to go over there and compete with them.
When it's all laid on the line, I can't settle for less than everything that should be mine.
You settle for what you want. I'll only settle with a Beaver win in Duluth for the first time since 1941. Beavers, Bulldogs, the showdown next on the Beaver Radio Network.